charge for Cassidy with four apiece. Cuthrell, Loomis, and Boots. Montai had three, and then we had Stern, Moore, Lawrence, and Hare with two apiece. Nazario with one, Campo with one, and Perry with one as well. Tackles for a loss, though. Hare with two for 6 yards altogether. Moore for one for 5 yards. Hulbert one for 2 yards. Schmidt one for 3 yards. And Montai one for 2 yards. And, of course, one offside encroachment for the Kansas City defense on the night. High reach, on the other hand, their offense, 36 plays rushing the ball for 267 yards, one passing play which fell incomplete. So 37 plays of offense for 267 yards of offense, three plays on special teams, including an 83-yard return for a touchdown, totaling 97 yards that night. So 40 plays altogether for an all-purpose yardage of 364, two penalties for 15 yards on the night. Brandon Puff, 13 carries, 47 yards, two touchdowns for him. Austin Seltz led all rushers with 14 carries, 163 yards on the night, and he had four touchdowns. Mitch Hearn, number 22, three carries for 12 yards. Josh Shelke, two carries for 24 yards. And Jacob Finkel, number 29, the junior, three carries for 14 yards. Josh Shelke, 0 for 1 in passing tonight, which fell incomplete early on in the game to Chris Keys, overthrew him and returned the ball. Austin Seltz for 14 yards. Josh Shelke took one to the house for 83 yards and a score. And Del Noki jumped on one for no yardage on the onside kick. Thank you. I couldn't think of, I'm thinking offside. It's onside kickoff. Punting the ball, Mitch Hearn only had one punt on the night for 35 yards. Penalties, 10 yards for holding and 5 for an illegal substitution. High reaches defense, 44 tackles, 7 tackles for a loss for 23 yards, 3 tip passes, which changed the game dramatically for the Kansas City offense. No interceptions, though, one forced fumble, which was recovered by Harbor Beach, and no penalties on the Harbor Beach defense. Leading the tackling for Harbor Beach was Devin Lemansky with 9, followed quickly close by Chris Keys with 7, Austin Ginther with 5, as well as Brandon Puff with 5, Josh Shelke had 3, Jacob Fingle with 4, Preston Livingston, Tyler Vollmering, Dalton Oki, each with 2 apiece, Travis Hansen, Austin Seltz, Kevin Mazur, and Evan Oswald, as well as Jason Gaffke, each with a tackle apiece. Tackles for a loss, Jonas Herman, who went down with a knee injury in the first half. He had 1 tackle for a loss for 3 yards. Dalton Oki, who had 2 tackles for a loss, including one which was that bad snap on the punt for 15 total yards. Austin Ginther, 3 tackles for a loss for 4 yards, and Mitch Hearn had 1 tackle for a loss for 1 yard. No sacks on the night from either side of the ball, but Chris Keys comes home with 2 tip passes in his playbook, and Brandon Puff with the other tip pass on the night. Devin Lemansky forced the fumble, according to our records here, and Brandon Puff recovered that fumble. Is. There it is, and no penalties for the Harbor Beach defense. Numbers say it all there, Dave. Harbor Beach's rushing game was just too much for Cassidy to take on here throughout the game, and when it came down to it, every time Cassidy got something going, Harbor Beach came through with a stop.
They did, too, and Cassidy didn't really have an issue moving the football. They once in a while, they'd stumble on first down, and typically you see Austin Ginther come up with a big stop on first down, forcing second 12, and then it seemed like Cassidy really wasn't comfortable with second and long. They would go to a pass play that would fall incomplete. Now they got third and 12, and they got the situations where it's hard to excel. Third and 12 is a hard situation to be in, especially if you've gotten 2-3 first downs, moving the football down the field, and then you instantly stall on third and 12, because if you try to throw it on third and 12, you know the ball hawks of Harbor Beach's secondary are waiting to take it away. And, of course, they never got the opportunity to. Cass City basically had to run the ball on third down and then punt it away, which is a whole other story. The punting situation for Cass City was not very good tonight. A couple very poorly executed special teams plays. The punter, he did all he could on a very bad snap the first time around, and the second time when he actually got a chance to punt it right off the side of his foot and pretty much straight out of bounds. So giving Harbor Beach excellent field position, and that's one thing you cannot do against this team.
Looking forward here, Cass City. We are actually covering Cass City as well next week at home against Lakers in our WLW Sports Game of the Week. Dave, let's preview that one quick here. September 19th, next this coming Friday, Lakers at Cass City WLW Sports.
We could talk about this game for a long time, Clark, especially what I've been hearing about Lakers. They seem like they're a very good team. Speaking of Lakers, Ubley just scored with 4 minutes to go, 28-22. Lakers leads that game with 4 minutes to go in Ubley. What I've been hearing about Lakers, they're the real deal. They're very good. And what we've seen from Cass City tonight, I know the scoreboard doesn't show it, but there's pieces of this Cass City team that looked very solid. And I think a few tweaks here, a little bit better improvement on special teams. And Cass City and Lakers, we got ourselves a good ball game next week.
That, of course, will be on Sports Radio 102.1, starting coverage at 6:15 p.m. this coming Friday. But before then, we, of course, have the Strong Side this coming Sunday, this Sunday at 7 p.m. for 1 hour on Sports Talk Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen, broadcasting from our East Side campus here in Harbor Beach, Michigan, recapping this week. Once all finals are in, of course, we have a barner burner going on in Ubley right now. Lakers with a six-point lead over Ubley that Ubley just scored to push it to 6 points. So we'll keep you up to date on that as well. Be sure to follow Twitter at WLW Sports throughout the evening for updates. And, of course, you can check out play-by-play and stats and in-game updates throughout every single game here on WLW Sports with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla Carson. Dave, final thoughts from tonight. No, hold on. I take that back. We need to talk about the media roundtable here. Dave Hansen gets on the board, takes out Paul P. Adams. Now the score is tied at one victory apiece. I still have not won, but it's okay.
That's all right, buddy. This one here, I hope he's listening on his ride home out there. It's a hot streak, Paul. Be ready for next week, buddy.
Paul Adams took the first week. He guessed that Ubley would win by at least 16 points over USA. He was correct there. Dave took the under on that one. But Dave also took the under tonight. Paul P. Adams said 46-0 Harbor Beach would win. Well, Dave said Harbor Beach 48-12 with a 36-point differential. We go by differentials here, of course, and without going over, Price is Right included. And Dave Hansen was spot on.
I get both prizes then, right?
That's right. You're going home with this this gold glitter hairspray that was the first gift of the season here for us on WLW Sports. Thank you to Rachel Woodward for that. This has been an ongoing conversation. We'll talk more on Sunday about this gold hairspray. Thank you to Rachel Woodward for that.
Yeah, definitely don't forget about that.
I'll be sure to wear it, folks. You'll be able to hear this. You'll be able to see this hair over the radio. It's going to be so bright. But so we'll see you on Sunday, of course, Dave, for the Strong Side Beach. Please be on time this time.
I will. You just have everything ready to go, buddy.
Absolutely. So on behalf of the entire broadcast team here on WLW Sports, Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla Carson. Tonight's game was being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick of Sebring, Bali Coon of Sandusky in Richmond, Randy's Hunting Center of Bannack, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, Agri Valley Services, DS Services Incorporated, Cass City for all of your grain handling needs, Elber Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, B&D Heating and Cooling, Signature Bank, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning at Bannack, K&S Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach, and Bill Akowski of Ameriprise. Sailor phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, as well as this internet broadcast over their blazing speed network of 4G LTE, the Talk of the Thumb. Game broadcast, copyright presentation of the Thumb Broadcast Incorporated. No express written consent of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated is strictly prohibited of this game. Again, like we said, we will be broadcasting the Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. for 1 hour on Sports Talk Radio 102.1. And then next week, we'll be on the road at Cass City as the Lakers head to town in a Greater Thumb West showdown. Until next time, I'm Clark Ramsey. We'll see you soon.